When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Word and John Whitmer. This is Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock here on KNSS. We'll be taking a look at our weather forecast. It's already snowing in western Kansas.
I'm Phil Hildebrand. An investigation into skimming devices used to steal SNAP benefits in Kansas. I'll have that story coming up.
Currently in Wichita, it is mostly clear and we're right at the freezing mark at 32 degrees here on this Friday morning, January 9th. The Kansas Department for Children and Families says it's looking into skimming devices that were used in the Kansas City metro area to steal food stamp benefits from more than 300 Kansas households.
The Kansas Department for Children and Families said it received notification January 5th from several Kansans that their benefits were being used in Pennsylvania. An investigation was launched and cards were deactivated that had been used at a suspected location as a precaution. DCF said its investigation has currently revealed an impact on 328 SNAP recipients with a total of approximately $46,000 in stolen benefits. As a precautionary measure, DCF said it advises EBT card users to freeze their EBT card when not using it, block out-of-state and online transactions, and regularly check the four-digit PIN. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
President Trump discussing his plans for a crackdown on drug cartels in an exclusive interview with Fox's Sean Hannity.
The president calling his plan the Monroe Doctrine and says the U.S. will expand drug operations.
We've knocked out 97% of the drugs coming in by water, and we are going to start now hitting land with regard to the cartels.
He says the cartels are running Mexico and they're killing between 250,000 to 300,000 people in our country every year. The appearance marking the president's first sit-down since last week's capture of Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
A Wichita man has been sentenced for the shooting of a teenager in a Goddard parking lot in May of 2024. Judge Seth Rundle sentenced 49-year-old Ruben Contreras to 43 months in prison, representing the maximum sentence allowed under Kansas law for the conviction. He could be eligible for a 15% reduction in his sentence for good behavior. In November last year, a Sedgwick County jury found Contreras guilty of one count of aggravated battery, the jury acquitting him on a separate charge of attempted first-degree murder. The charges stemming from an incident involving gel blasters in May of 2024 at the Walmart in Goddard. resulting in Contreras shooting 18-year-old Anakin Zering in the parking lot. The shooting left Zering paralyzed.
Today, people nationwide are being asked to show their appreciation for police officers on the day that honors them. Here's Fox's Grinnell Scott.
From wearing something blue to sharing a story of a positive encounter with cops, you can share your thanks on this National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. The day has been observed since 2015, months after an officer-involved shooting that killed Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, which led to protests in that city and nationwide. Local and federal agencies support the day, urging people to understand the challenges of the job and the dangers officers face each time they put on the uniform. People are asked to take part in blood drives or do something as simple as say thank you to the men and women in blue you see on the street. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Maxim Nemov returned to the U.S. Figure Skating Championships, where his parents last watched him compete. It was less than a year ago that his parents, former world champions Vadim Nemov and Evgenia Shishkova, died when their plane crashed into a military helicopter on approach to Washington, D.C., and fell into the icy Potomac River. 67 people killed in that crash, including more than two dozen returning from a development camp following the U.S. Skating Championships in Wichita. Yesterday in St. Louis, Nemov held his emotions in check until a standing ovation brought tears. He carried a childhood photo of himself with his parents onto the ice. Nemov, who finished in fourth place last year, is now a symbol of resilience. He's taken up leadership of his parents' youth academy and continues to honor their memories. His goal is to make the Olympics, fulfilling a dream that they shared.
The Kansas legislature is focusing on property tax relief in the upcoming session, which begins Monday. One constitutional amendment is, in particular, will be up for discussion. The Cap Assessed Value Protection Amendment Bill affects the assessed value of your home. Assessed value is what property taxes are based on. If the bill passes, that value would not be allowed to increase more than 3% each year. As a constitutional amendment, it requires a two-third majority vote in the House and the Senate to pass. After that, it would go to a statewide vote. Tune into Woodward and Witt Monday morning for our Under the Dome update with Senate President Ty Masterson.
A people-moving problem at Disneyland and AI that might help you at work. And we have our full weather forecast on the way with snow in the forecast. We'll get the latest from Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn coming up shortly. We're off and running here on this Friday morning, January 9th on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:09 with Woodward and Witt here on this Friday morning. An emergency aboard a Disneyland monorail.
Dozens of passengers had to be evacuated from the Disneyland monorail Thursday in Southern California after it lost power, leaving trains immobilized on the track. The monorail carries visitors in the downtown Disney District and Tomorrowland inside the Disneyland Park. Anaheim Fire Department crews responding to the incident, which involved two trains in all, shortly before 5 p.m. They were able to safely evacuate about 60 people on the monorail using giant ladders. There were no injuries. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Might not take your job, though might make you do more work, Eben Brown reports.
Artificial intelligence at work is yet another topic at this year's Consumer Electronics Show, in a year where agentic AI, the type of AI that does stuff for you, is expected to push further into the business world, and it may help you do a better job.
You spend 20% of your time looking for files.
Scott Ehrlich is chief of innovation at broadcast giant Sinclair. He says AI is beginning to handle repetitive tasks so employees can get things accomplished.
And so we have this army of people that literally do a lot of copy and paste, copy and paste, copy and paste, copy and paste. Well, now we have agents that can do that.
And it is soon to be deployable and affordable to all sizes of businesses. Eben Brown, Fox News.
It is 6:11 here with Woodward and Witt, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And we do have, the afternoon commute might be affected by snow by the time it gets here. But let's find out what's going on our morning commute. And Jad Chambers will help you out with that all morning long.
That's right. And right now, very little wrong with it. We've got some very light traffic volumes here in the Wichita area, so things are actually still looking fairly good here in the Wichita area. Not seeing the traffic volumes get all that heavy. We do have a lot of traffic east and westbound to MacArthur between Oliver and K-15 down there by Boeing. That is to be kind of expected. This time of morning, that does seem to be some of the heaviest traffic that we're seeing out there right now. Everything else looking fairly good. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And let's get an update on that weather forecast. Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Some sunshine this morning will give way to increasing clouds this afternoon. Expect rain and snow to start falling after 3 p.m., high 44. Rain becomes all snow this evening. Could see up to an inch of snow in the metro. Otherwise, clearing skies late, overnight low 27. Sunny, breezy, high 49 on your Saturday. Sunny and 46 on Sunday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And currently in Wichita, we have 94% humidity. It is mostly clear, and we're right at the freezing mark at 32 degrees. And you take a look at the radar, and we've already got some snow in western Kansas. A lot of snow in Colorado, as always. And there's even some snow showing up just to the west of Great Bend. So it's starting to creep a little closer. But like you heard Jake say right there, we're kind of looking at it sometime after mid-afternoon, after 3 o'clock this afternoon, so keep an eye on the weather.
Looks like it's only a trace to an inch, though. Not a whole lot.
No, it won't be much. It won't be much, but it probably is going to be something. So we'll keep an eye on it. It's 6:13 here with Woodward and Witt on this Friday morning. We've been talking all week with you about what's going on at the big Consumer Electronics Show out in Vegas this week, the big CES 2026.
I'm still looking for my my color-changing fingernails.
That's one of the things we talked about. Futuristic tech.
Yep. I
want paper-thin screens, AI-driven gadgets, robots everywhere on the show floor out there, assisting and entertaining.
I'm sure.
There's the Lego introducing Smart Play. It's a blend of connected bricks with Star Wars themes. Clicks technology, reviving a digital phone keyboard with a magnetic QWERTY mode. LG unveiling a TV as thin as paper.
Wow.
Now, isn't that intriguing?
Yeah.
Which means the thief can walk off with it.
Yeah.
No problem at all.
Make it easier.
Yeah. Roborock presented a vacuum that climbs stairs. We told you about that.
Right, yeah.
And Razer has demoed AI-powered headphones that are similar to smart glasses. Strut has introduced a self-driving mobility chair. Uber has revealed a premium robo-taxi. So that's some of the highlights. But as always, there are some clunkers. Artificial intelligence took center stage, but not always for the right reasons. Yesterday, they gave out the worst in-show awards, highlighted projects, and seen as invasive, fragile, or wasteful. Here's one, Samsung, called Bespoke AI Family Hub Fridge. It was criticized for it's too difficult, it's
too
complex,
difficult,
and it's poor voice recognition. So thanks, Samsung.
You yell at the fridge.
Your Family Hub Fridge
doesn't understand.
Not perfected yet, yeah. Amazon's Ring doorbell faced backlash for privacy concerns with its new features.
Really? Too easy to hack, apparently.
Maybe. An AI companion called Amy, A-M-I, was labeled unsettling for its eye-tracking capabilities.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little creepy.
We told you about the musical Lollipop yesterday.
Yeah.
There's also an AI-powered treadmill that's also getting criticism for environmental waste and security issues. Apparently,
is it yelling at you if you don't keep
human beings are too dumb to actually operate a treadmill. AI has to help us out with it.
Hurry up!
The worst in-show awards aim to encourage better design and privacy practices in tech.
Hurry up, fatso!
So there you go.
Just what you need. A treadmill that yells at you if you're not working out fast enough.
That's sad. It is 6:16 here on Woodward and Witt. I was looking at the birthdays today. Kate Middleton. Over in Great Britain, she is 44 today, Prince William's wife and the mother of the future King of England. She is the Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton. She is 44 years old today. Actor J.K. Simmons is 71.
Really talented dude.
J. Jonah Jameson on the first Spider-Man trilogy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
On The Closer, and he's on those insurance commercials.
Yeah, he's good in those insurance commercials. That's some funny stuff.
And I acted in a show with a guy that also worked with J.K. Simmons. So I'm one person removed from knowing J.K. Simmons. He is 71 years old today.
Wow. Singer. So in the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon game, I can get from Ted Woodward to J.K. Simmons with just one actor?
Yep.
Was that Clue, by the way?
No, it was You're in Town.
Okay, right.
But, yeah, so we're close. Singer Crystal Gayle is 75 today. Loretta Lynn's little sister.
Yeah,
don't even make my brown eyes blue. And the hair that goes down to her ankles.
Yeah,
Crystal Gayle.
Still remember that episode that she was on of The Muppet Show.
She is 75 today. All right, it is 6:17 here with Woodward and Witt on KNSS. And let's take a look at what's going on in sports. And we do have college men's basketball action this weekend. The Shockers don't play until Sunday. Wichita State will be hosting North Texas at Coke Arena. And the Shockers haven't beaten the Mean Green in 43 years. Didn't really start playing them again until recently when they became conference foes again. But Shockers haven't been able to beat them since then. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl begin their pregame coverage at 1:30 Sunday afternoon. The game will tip off at 2 o'clock Sunday at Coke Arena. Shocker basketball, of course, live on 103.7 KEYN. K-State continues its road trip in the state of Arizona. They got beat by the number one ranked team in the nation, Arizona, a couple nights ago. Now K-State heads over to Tempe for a matchup with Arizona State. Both teams are 0-2 in conference play. In fact, the Sun Devils have lost 4 in a row heading into this one. Live coverage of K-State men's basketball at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. That's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Kansas on the road as well. 22nd-ranked Jayhawks visiting West Virginia. Both are 1-1 in the conference. KU has lost its last two meetings against the Mountaineers. Very tough to play there, too. West Virginia has won 13 straight home games, including a perfect 10-0 this season on home court. And that'll tip off at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, an early start for the Jayhawks. And that'll be nationally televised on Fox. College women's basketball, Wichita State is home at Coke Arena. The Shocker Ladies hosting East Carolina. And that is tomorrow afternoon. Pat Strathman will have live coverage at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon for the Shocker Ladies. That's on 103.7 KEYN. JUCO men's basketball. Another home game for Butler Community College over in El Dorado at the power plant, hosting a top 20 team. 19th ranked Dodge City comes in. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of Butler basketball at 3:45 tomorrow afternoon. And that is right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We have two home hockey games for the Wichita Thunder this weekend downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. We're back-to-back home games with the Allen Americans, 6:05 tomorrow night, and then 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Tomorrow night's game is Southbound and Down night, kind of a country-themed night for Thunder hockey tomorrow night downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. College women's basketball. As Fort Hays State women keep rolling. They are ranked 6th in the nation. They won on the road at Emporia State last night, 82-64. Fort Hays ladies, ranked number 6 in the nation. 7 wins in a row, now 14-1 on the season. Of course, yesterday we had a soccer birthday for the Wichita Wings. Norman Piper, the first ever guy that signed for the Wings. Well, guess what? The very next day, we have another Wings birthday, and there's a correlation. Former Wings soccer goalie Mike Ivanhoe is a birthday today. He's also 78, born on back-to-back days with Norman Piper. Now, Ivanhoe was supposed to be the first player ever signed by the Wings, but the paperwork sent to his home misspelled his name. And that delay meant that Norman Piper became the first signee for the Wings. Ivan Al was next in line, and the two dudes were born on back-to-back days.
Yeah.
Happy birthday today to Mike Ivan Al, the former Wings soccer goalie. He is 78 years old today.
I'm trying to think. I think we did an episode of Sports Daily where he was a live guest. I believe I've met him. It was just probably been about 5 or 6 years ago. It was a good time.
Nice. That is sports here with Woodward and Witt. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring the Dub event venue at WBC Delano. Hey, that's perfect for graduation parties, reunions, and meetings. Visit WichitaBrew.com to begin your booking at the Dub event venue at WBC Delano. That's where groups gather. It is 6:22 with Woodward and Witt. We have a traffic and weather update on the way, and teenage boys and digital masculinity. That's our topic on A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta, next on KNSS.
Utah's number one talk. This is Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 6:30 here on KNSS. It is Friday, January 9th. Currently in Wichita, it is mostly clear, 32 degrees at 94% humidity in Wichita on this Friday morning. A coalition opposing a proposed 1% sales tax increase in Wichita held a news conference yesterday, urging voters to reject the measure. But proponents say it could generate about $850 million over 7 years.
Celeste Reset, leader of the Save Taxpayers Vote No Coalition, says the proposed tax is too big, too vague, and too rushed. The nonpartisan coalition said their opposition stems from distrust of the Wichita City Council, calling the proposed sales tax increase a slush fund. The coalition pointed to incomplete projects like the Wichita Water Plant, which has been delayed twice and is now $20 million over budget. Reset says the tax increase would disproportionately affect working families and senior citizens.
It's going to double the food and grocery tax, which is aggressive. It's a regressive form of taxation on hardworking families, on senior citizens, because when you have a food tax, that's going to bite you right where you need to live.
The group says the plans for the proposed tax have been secretive and that a tax increase isn't in the best interest of the entire city. The sales tax proposal will appear on a special election ballot March 3rd. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
The Kansas Department of Labor has released the October and November 2025 Kansas Labor Reports. Preliminary estimates show a seasonably adjusted unemployment rate of 3.8% in November. That is unchanged from 3.8% in September and unchanged from the same number in November of 2024. Seasonally adjusted job estimates in Kansas indicate no non-farm payroll employment increased by 3,800 from October. The largest job gains in the private sector were in trade, transportation, and utilities, which added over 1,500 jobs. The largest decrease was in leisure and hospitality, with a loss of 300 jobs. The report covered October and November of 25, as all Bureau of Labor Statistics operations were suspended in October as a result of the federal government shutdown.
Evergy is proposing a new 133-mile power transmission line through parts of southern Kansas, including Sedgwick County. The Kansas Corporation Commission and Evergy held a public hearing for the project last night in Winfield, landowners questioning the size and impact of the project if it's approved. The power transmission line will send electricity to Oklahoma and Missouri, the primary benefiters of the project, leaving Kansans to help foot the bill for the nearly $500 million project, which looks to strengthen the regional power grid as part of the Southwest Power Pool. It's designed to make sure that Kansans do have reliable energy in emergency weather conditions. The transmission line would look to start from the Buffalo Flats substation near Garden Plain, run across Sumner and Cowley counties before ending up in Oklahoma. Construction on that power line could start as soon as the fall of next year, while the line should be fully operational by late 2029.
President Trump is firing back after the Senate votes to limit his war powers.
In a fiery Truth Social post, President Trump slams the five Republicans who voted with Democrats to advance a resolution that would limit his ability to use military action in Venezuela without approval from Congress. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky responding to the president.
I'm still supportive of the president, but that doesn't mean I can just sort of give up on a deeply held position that Congress, you know, was intended to be the body that declares war.
The Senate will still need to vote on final passage, and it would have to pass the House, while President Trump has said he'll veto the bill. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A Wichita teen charged after another teenager was hurt in a car surfing accident. A 16-year-old boy appeared in court on a charge of aggravated battery by recklessly causing great bodily harm, disfigurement. That accident happened in the early afternoon on December 22nd. Police were called to near 29th and North Arkansas, finding a 14-year-old girl with a head injury on the roadway. She was hospitalized in critical condition. The girl was riding on top of a car with a 15-year-old girl when she fell off and hit her head on the pavement. The 16-year-old was taken into custody. The driver of the car, he's being charged as a juvenile.
Five states sued the Trump administration for withholding billions in social safety net funds. Fox's Gary Baumgarten with the details.
The five Democrat-led states filed the lawsuit after the White House says it's freezing money for several public benefit programs. The administration citing concerns about fraud in programs to help low-income families. The states are California, Colorado, Minnesota, Illinois, and New York. They called the decision unconstitutional. No immediate comment from Health and Human Services. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A 500-pound bear is finally chased away after living under a home in California for more than a month.
It was a really big bad roommate.
Ken Johnson describes what it's been like having a giant black bear living under his house since the week of Thanksgiving.
My friend called him unbearable. He's been called Bruno.
Now he can call him evicted. This week, a team from Lake Tahoe-based nonprofit Bear League lured the bear out using paintball guns. Ken says he won't miss the bear's unneighborly habits.
The bumps in the middle of the night and turning over and just all the damage underneath, and I couldn't do anything about it until he was out.
He even tried returning in the middle of the night, but Ken likely won't have to house him again. Nick Garcia, Fox News.
Police say they made a gruesome discovery in a Pennsylvania man's basement.
It was a real-life discovery that sounds more like something ripped from a horror movie. Investigators say they found more than 100 human skulls, mummified hands and feet, and two decomposing torsos in an Ephrata, Pennsylvania basement and storage unit. Jonathan Christ Gerlach is facing a host of charges following break-ins and theft at the Mount Morris Cemetery on the outskirts of Philadelphia. The 34-year-old was arrested Tuesday. Police say bones and skulls were visible in the back seat of his car found near the cemetery, which was established in 1855 and is the largest in Pennsylvania. Tom Graham, Fox News.
6:37 with Woodward and Witt here on KNSS. And now let's check in and get the weather forecast. Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Some sunshine this morning will give way to increasing clouds this afternoon. Expect rain and snow to start falling after 3 p.m., high 44. Rain becomes all snow this evening. Could see up to an inch of snow in the metro. Otherwise, clearing skies late, overnight low 27. Sunny, breezy, high 49 on your Saturday. Sunny and 46 on Sunday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Currently in Wichita, we do have a breeze out of the northeast, 92% humidity. We have a mostly clear sky. It is 33 degrees here at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:38 with Woodward and Witt here on this Friday morning. And now it's time to check in and get the commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted and John. Now, Thursday, the live cattle and feeder cattle futures opened positive and had triple-digit gains and then turned negative with triple-digit losses, but finally closed positive with triple-digit gains as we had a wild ride. The cattle appeared to be trading mainly technical as there was a lack of fresh market-moving news. Feed yards are holding out for higher bids this week, and lean hog futures traded higher as they made new highs for the move and closed positive. On the close, Feb live cattle 75 cents higher, 235.27. March feeder cattle, $2.22 higher at $357.72, and Feb lean hogs, $1.07 higher at $85.87. The weekly export sales were on the light side for last week, as it was a holiday-shortened week. Corn export sales were the lowest of the marketing year, and cotton had its lowest since October. The market is mainly buying time for Monday's slew of USDA reports that will likely cause some fireworks in the trading. Grain and soy complex closed on the mixed side yesterday, and we may see today, the Supreme Court ruling on the Trump tariffs. At the moment, March Kansas City wheat's a penny and a quarter lower at 529. March corn a half a penny lower at 445 and a half. March soybeans a nickel higher at 1060.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
6 1/4. February crude oil is up 50 cents at $58.26. February gold $13.70 higher, $4,474.5. March S&P 4.5 points higher at 6,966.5. March dollar index is up 11 cents at $98.80. And March Dow Jones futures 2 points higher at 49,495. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Love for Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Hey, Tom, what's your thumbnail opinion on tariffs and how they have affected commodities so far? Good or bad or mixed?
I don't think it's been as bad as some of the press has made it sound, or even how some of the ones that are against it have made it sound. Yes, it's had some negativeness to it because of increased costs, but I think the good part of it is what the original intent, from what I understand, was trying to balance the playing field out there, where we've had a lot of countries for years taking advantage of us and us not doing anything about it. And it's like anything, when you're trying to fix something, sometimes the medicine, you know, takes a while before it, you know, starts to work, and you go through a lot of suffering and pain. And we went through a little bit of that with the tariffs, but it will be interesting to see what the Supreme Court's final decision is.
Tom, what would you do if you had a 500-pound bear living underneath your home for a month? There we go. I got him.
Boy, you got me good there, John.
I stumped him.
Let's see. I would give it some serious thought before I took action.
Make jerky. That's the answer.
I've never had beer jerky.
Bear jerky. There we go. What's the biggest animal encounter you've had in your life? I'm sure you've encountered wildlife somewhere.
The wildlife hasn't been such a major thing that I've encountered. More or less it was in the cattle operation, you know. Bulls that weigh over a ton, cows that weigh, you know, 1,500 pounds or so. I've had some very close encounters with them and been roughed up a little bit by them.
But you're here with us today.
That's right.
You've made it through all those nasty encounters.
Exactly.
And you get your ultimate revenge when you have a tasty steak.
That's true.
I love jerky.
Oh, there we go. All right. Hey, do you have a big weekend planned?
I've got a lot of things coming up, you know, business-wise, so I've got a lot of things to do in the office over the weekend.
All right. Well, we'll let you get to it then. No reason you need to dilly-dally with me anymore.
Have a good weekend. Oh.
Thank you, guys.
You got it. There he goes. That's Tom Leffler with a commodities update from Leffler Commodities every weekday morning at this time right here on Woodward and Witt. A fiscal reset for the new year. We'll find out more about that with Don Grant, the money tracker. He'll be coming up next right here on Woodward and Witt, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
It's 6:46 with Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Keep it here for the Money Tracker with Don Grant. Now it's time for three big things.
Three.
Five Democrat-led states are suing the Trump administration to stop it from halting $10 billion in federal funding.
Two.
President Trump said early Friday on a True Social that he has canceled a planned second wave of attacks against Venezuela.
One.
Miami outlasted Ole Miss in the college football playoff semifinal and will face the winner of tonight's Oregon-Indiana game. That's three big things with Woodward and Witt on KNSS. Let's take a look at traffic with Chad Chambers.
And taking a look at those traffic cameras in the Wichita area, I can see that the traffic volumes are getting much heavier out there. Starting to see the traffic building. West Wichita, especially eastbound on Kellogg, just seeing those little traffic delays behind some of those red lights between Wichita and Goddard. Those little delays are starting to back up further and further, so we're getting more and more traffic out there on the roadways. And things are starting to slow down in the road construction areas, northbound K-15, just short of I-135 in the construction there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Chad Chambers.
Kind of dreary in 46 today. Tonight, a mix of rain and snow with a low of 26. Tomorrow, mostly clear, high of 50. Right now, it's 33 degrees in Wichita. It's at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
6:48 here with Woodward and Witt on this Friday morning, January 9th. And let's take a look back at yesterday and see what happened on the stock market.
The major averages finishing mixed as investors monitor geopolitical developments and digested President Trump's military defense strategy. Investors were also cautious ahead of the December jobs report, which will be released on Friday morning. Defense companies like Northrop Grumman, Lockheed Martin, and General Dynamics advanced after President Trump said he wants to boost military spending by 50% to $1.5 trillion a year. Oil prices rose after 2 days of declines. The Dow winners, Caterpillar, Home Depot, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow decliners, Amgen, Goldman Sachs, and Microsoft. The Dow up 270 points, the Nasdaq lower by 104, S&P 500 up a fraction. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:49 here with Woodward and Witt on this Friday morning, a fiscal reset for the new year. Well, look who has just showed up here live in studio. It's Baby New Year himself.
In shorts. In a diaper.
Money tracker Don Grant, CFP. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Ted and John. You know, it's just the end of the first calendar year or the first calendar week of 2026. And it's just another week that happens to fall in a new calendar year. Now, that may be a fiscally significant for many of us as the new year resets spending, health care plans, and it zeroes out many business ledgers. Well, what can I do now to relieve some of the stress surrounding the flipping of a calendar year? Well, one of the best steps is to simply pause and take inventory. It's essentially a financial triage of sorts. Pull up your last few months of bank and credit card statements and get honest about where money went in 2025. No judgment, just clarity. Seeing where dollars flowed often brings more peace than anxiety because it replaces uncertainty with information you can act upon. Next, set one or two very specific financial priorities. Not 10. That's overwhelming. Maybe it's rebuilding cash reserves, paying down a particular debt, or bumping up retirement savings by 1% to 2%. For me, it's automating the tracking of business and spending so that preparing taxes isn't such a monumental task, you know, pulling out that big old shoebox full of receipts and stuff. Small intentional adjustments early in the year have a way of compounding into meaningful progress without feeling overwhelming. Well, this is also a great time to revisit benefits and tax opportunities, confirm contributions to HSAs or FSAs, review 401k or IRA funding strategies, and check that withholding aligns with your expectations. A little alignment now can save frustration in April 2027. Finally, give yourself room to breathe. A new year isn't a referendum on last year's choices. It's simply a chance to recalibrate. Resetting financially isn't about perfection. It's about direction. If you can make thoughtful, measured decisions right now, you can carry more confidence and less stress into the rest of 2026. And of course, if you have any questions, you give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number's 316-267-0600.
If I could make thoughtful, measured decisions, my life would be on a better track than it is.
Hard to do when we come in at 3 in the morning. But.
Well, any time of day or night, you can make thoughtful, measured decisions.
That is true.
I mean.
Thank you for putting a nice spin on that.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, you know, Jad, you wanted to ask Don about the passing of a recent official here in the city of Wichita.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's right. And you kind of caught me a little bit because I don't have the information right in front of me. He was a
Bob Thompson.
Bobby Thompson.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He was a revered wagon master. He was a former admiral. Admiral Windwagon Smith. And actually, I remember dealing with him when I was in the media. You know, that Channel 3 was right across the street from station number one.
Yeah.
One, is it, I think? And I just so you know, I held the title for a couple of years of the media person who could get quickly into a set of gear. They lay it out on the ground, and you had to put on the boots. Uh-huh. and you know. So I did hold that title until that darn Jeff Herndon knocked me out
by
cheating or something. I don't know what he
cheating.
Did.
Cheating.
Well, you know what? I had a little system. I learned after the first year that what I would do is I'd button everything and then I'd just slide it over my head.
Nice.
And then they told me I couldn't do that anymore.
Oh, well.
And that's the way I had trained, you know. But think about it. If the firefighters could do that, just have it all buttoned and slide into it, it could save them time.
Yeah.
So here I was coming up with efficiencies and... You know, anyway, so no, Bobby Thompson, good guy. He was a real, he was a real gourmand. I mean, he worked with some title company in town, and he would help with smoking meats for events, and you know where they'd stay up all night and smoke some pork butt or some brisket or something.
I'd only really interacted with him, I think, once or twice, but he really always seemed like a great guy.
Yeah. He was sort of the face of the fire department. I think he handled training and media or something like that. But I knew him a little bit when he was working, but more afterwards when he was active with the Wagon Masters. Yeah.
Yeah, and he passed away last weekend.
He did. We had probably the biggest turnout of any. You know, I've probably been to 20, 25 Wagon Master funerals, and that's probably one of the
I forgot most, that you were a wagon master. Buddy of mine, Brian Fry, is a wagon master.
I know Brian. Yep. Brian very well. As a matter of fact, he was my first mate and was captain after I was.
He's our treasurer at the Sedgwick County GOP. So that's how I've got. We work a lot right now because he's actually doing our financial report at the county party. So
good guy.
Big weekend, Don.
Loud suits.
Big weekend. Yeah, all those.
Yeah, Brian does have. Dusties. He's got that City of Wichita flag jacket and his. Trust me,
he keeps Amazon working.
He does. Sure. He does. Nobody has more displays more Wichita pride than Brian Fry with his jackets. So.
Well, weekend. I'm finishing up on clearing out. I am practicing what I'm preaching here. Went through the basement last weekend and started to go through all the old tax stuff. And I've got a 55-gallon bag full of shreddable stuff. Okay. And so we'll have a shred event again this year with our company and bring it out there and get it all taken care of. But no, that's the main thing. Just doing some spring cleaning before spring.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That
How about yourself?
Like
What's going on? Some sports this weekend?
Got the Shocks on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
How are they doing this year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Ted's in mourning. We're not really talking about that right now.
Okay.
He's hoping for improvement, though.
We'll see what happens on Sunday.
Exactly.
Well, Don, thanks for stopping in.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
See you Monday.
Right. See you then.
There he goes. Money Tracker Don Grant, CFP, every weekday morning right here with Woodward and Witt on KNSS. We have a big 7 o'clock hour on the way, and we'll tell you about some of those Supreme Court rulings we're expecting later on today.
Congressman Ron Estes coming up just after the 7 o'clock hour.
It is 657 here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.